Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Muzenanamo.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Good, self. I hope you're well.
I'm very well, very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that your day has gone well so far.
So far, so good. How about yours?
No, so far, so good as well. Enjoying the weather. It's been a fantastic day. We praise God for life indeed.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we want to understand why personal, singular, one-on-one Bible study is important, especially if I'm already part of a Bible study group or I already attend church services regularly. Why is it important for me to study by myself? And so at the end of this conversation, we'll probably have covered all of that. So, Pastor, the personal Bible study versus a Bible study group, what is the difference, really? If I'm part of a group Bible study, why do I need to read for myself personally? I mean, I'm part of the group.
Okay. So, you see, personal Bible study involves engaging with the scripture on your own without the influence of others. And it allows you for more intimate and personal connection with the text as you reflect on the verses and meditate on their meanings and apply them to your own life without external distractions. And on the other hand, Bible study groups will involve collectively studying the Bible with other individuals. And this will provide opportunities for discussion, sharing insights, gaining different perspectives, and learning from each other's interpretations of the text.
Mm.
So group study is also very important. But you benefit more if you do both. Personal study, where you reflect upon yourself, you apply the text to yourself for your own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you can also join a community of believers who study the Bible and share insights and gain different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So they are both important. You cannot do without the other. You have to take them both for you to benefit 100% from Bible study.
Because I thought that if we have a group Bible study, by the time I get home, really, I don't need to be repeating the whole thing. I've already gone through it. I can just go and rest, and then we'll meet the Bible study the next time with the group.
Yeah. But you know what? That is very true. You should have learned a lot by being in a group study, but you also need to do personal application of the text.
Mm.
By yourself. And also, personal study will also give you an opportunity to reflect on the text before meeting others and maybe sharing your ideas. Because if each one in a Bible study group reflects on the text by themselves, when you come together, you share whatever insights you have gained through personal or individual Bible studies.
Okay. Now, I've visited quite a number of churches, and some people are reading the scriptures there. You know, you carry your Bible to church and, the preacher is really, really preaching the word and is dissecting this thing because the preacher has gone through the study of Greek and Hebrew and they explain the root word of the meaning of the word, etc. It's powerful stuff. I mean, stuff that I can't do myself. I mean, can't I just trust the preacher or the pastor? Why do I now need to also be just reading along, really?
Well, yeah, it's very important to trust the preacher because most of these preachers are well-researched individuals. But you see, you would need to go by yourself and engage in Bible study or verify. You need to be with your Bible as the preacher preach. You go, you read along. So that maybe you engage in active, you become active, participate actively in that worship service or whatever, a group study service. And also, you also need to understand the text personally, personal understanding. As they read and expound on the text, God gives each one a personal impression. So you need to read for yourself so that the Holy Spirit works with you to get to gain that deeper, comprehensive, personal understanding of the text that you can only gain when you are reading for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Are you meaning that,
yes.
The pastor is really sweating for nothing because you're saying that it doesn't really get there to the personal space?
No. He's not sweating for nothing. The pastor sweats for, they help us to understand much of the word, but there is something personal that God wants you to get from the text besides another person's interpretation.
I see.
Every time you read the Bible, you get an individual impression of the text.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want, even though you are listening to a preacher.
Now, tell me then, Pastor, thank you for that response. I want to know, I mean, we see so many, Bible translations, and others would say, no, the real one is the King James Bible. And others would say, no, the New American Standard Bible is actually the most effective one. Others would say, no, man, you use a translation, the clear word would say, and others would say, no, guys, the paraphrases are not good enough. Which one is best, really? Does it matter which one I read, honestly?
Yeah, yes, we have so many versions. Yes, true. But usually when people are reading, using versions, it's usually a matter of preference. But also using different versions is very helpful because you understand and interpret. They interpret scriptures a bit different. There are variations of in translations and styles. There are also different languages. We have different languages in versions, and then the versions, they have different theological nuances and textual accuracies. There are other versions that are taken from the original translation, maybe the Greek or the Hebrew, while other versions are secondary. They are translated from other languages, like from English, which was translated from Greek. So versions differ. But if you want to get you can get different meanings of a text from different versions. So it's important to use different versions, not just sticking to one.
So when you say different versions, it looks like this Bible study thing is quite a tedious process, really, because I thought if I just have my New Century Version and I just read that, and then I'm good to go. Now it's a whole lot of effort, and people don't have time for that.
Yeah. Now it differs what you are studying for. Some people just study for just spiritual growth. Some want to get deeper theological meanings, because maybe they'll be studying for academic advancement. So versions are preferred depending on what exactly you want to do. If it is just spiritual growth, any version can do.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is for theological advancement, education, it may matter what version you use.
So you are differentiating between spiritual growth and also education in the scriptures?
Yes. It's actually, those are two different things. Sometimes you start for spiritual growth only. You don't need to go deeper into theological insights.
But Pastor, shouldn't everyone have an understanding of theological insights?
Yeah, there are some subjects that we need deeper theological insight. And some subjects are just general to the extent that you just need to read through and you get the meaning. But there are some difficult subjects that you may need more versions.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones, you need deeper theological insights, like when we go into prophecy and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, I've heard people saying, no. You've got to read from the King James Version. That's the only version that matters. And if you whip out your New International Version or your New Century Version, they tell you, no, that thing does not have the whole truth. It's now been mixed with the certain things that are omitted, etc., etc. Hence, I'm asking if it really matters which version I read. Do you think there's any credence to these claims?
You know what happens? What happens is maybe a number of people prefer the King James because it's somehow one of the oldest English versions.
Mm.
But no version does, I mean, almost every version, every translation has got some error in it.
Mm.
So erring versions is very beneficial because King James may have some errors that are not there in the NIV,
mm-hmm.
which may be corrected in the NIV. So you comparing NIV, King James Version, American Version, etc. is very beneficial for you to get maybe the most correct insight.
Mm-hmm. I get you. I've got a question coming on the line, but the listener saying, doesn't the Holy Spirit explain and reveal everything regardless of the version?
Yes, the Holy Spirit, you know, the reason why God used men to write these things is the same reason why he also uses different versions to explain these things.
Mm, mm, mm.
So it is very important. God works in a number of ways. God does not say the words in our ears, but he gives them to us through this printed page.
Okay.
So whatever he corrects to us, he also corrects it in the same manner that he brought it to us through the written word.
Wow. Okay.
You see.
Now, having looked at this issue of different Bible versions, one reads that version, etc., do you think that these people, having read all different sorts of kinds of versions that are arriving, even the New Age versions of the 20th century, do you think that they'll arrive at a similar spiritual level?
Yes. Yes. I actually respect all versions. All versions lead us to almost a similar one thing. They all bring us to the same level of understanding who God is, what he wants to us. So there is no lesser version, and there is no version that we can throw away because all those versions were done, guided by the Spirit of God. So we should not discard the other in preference of the others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Now, Pastor, at what point does Bible commentary become necessary, if at all?
Yes, Bible commentary are very important. Bible commentaries become necessary when individuals seek an additional insights, like the historical context, cultural background, linguistic explanations, or theological interpretations beyond what is directly evident from the text. So if you seek a deeper understanding of the meaning, things like what I have mentioned, you would need Bible commentaries.
Otherwise,
so they are very, very important.
Otherwise, you generally would say, nah, it's not necessary. There's no need for it. You can actually do without it.
You can do without Bible commentaries. You can understand the Bible on your own. But when you now want to seek to understand things like what I've mentioned, historical context, the Bible commentary gives you such things. Cultural background of the text, maybe things like that. They will dig into the past and into the culture of the people who wrote that text and bring to the reader what exactly the context of the text was when it was written.
I see. Well, it has been fantastic indeed having this conversation. Before I let you go, Pastor, is there any issue that you want to emphasize in as far as the different forms of Bible study and also different versions and commentary? Your last word.
Okay, my last word would be, I would urge people who endeavor into studying the Bible to take both methods of Bible study, personal and group study. And also, it is very important to make use of the tools that are available, like Bible commentaries and Bible dictionaries. Sometimes they will help you understand a bit more deeper than someone who just read the Bible casually without any other aid. Mm. So that's what I may say to the someone who wants to study the Bible.
Beautiful. At the end of the day, what you are saying is that you would guarantee that whether you study that version or the other, whether you having a group study or personal, a Bible study, whether you have commentary or you do not have commentary, at the end of the day, you are suggesting that you will have spiritual experience, spiritual growth.
Yes, definitely.
I see. Well, Pastor, I do want to thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good day.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.